Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
If you're a high-altitude climber, you know the name Charlotte Fox. Even if you're not, you may remember the famous huddle scene in Jon Krakauer's bestseller Into Thin Air about the disastrous 1996 blizzard on Mount Everest that killed 8 climbers. Charlotte Fox was in a group of those staggering down who huddled overnight rather than risk walking off an edge. She wrote afterwards, "Then began the longest night. The temperatures dropped to minus 40. The winds increased to 70 miles an hour. We'd had little sleep, not much to eat or drink. For 2 days. We were out of oxygen and we just summited the highest mountain in the world. We were fried. I had the weird sensation of my eyes freezing inside my head. How would we survive?" Charlotte Fox did survive, even though her eyes and her contact lenses froze. She was already known as one of the most accomplished female mountaineers and went on to summit more peaks. So as her friend Allison Osius writes, after Charlotte had survived so much up high, it was stunning and profoundly sad when she died a few days ago, falling down her own stairs. Allison Osius is the executive editor of Rock and Ice magazine. Allison, what a shocking loss for you and the climbing community. What made her such a great climber?
Well, she'd done 5 8,000-meter peaks. That's really a lot. Mm. She'd done Gasherbrum II, Choa U, Everest, of course, Manaslu, and Dalagiri. Dalagiri is a hard mountain. Yeah. She did it last year. She did it at 60.
She ski patrolled for 30 years. By the way, did the 7 summits, we should say, and was so skilled as a climber and skier, but also what? I mean, what was it about her that seemed to make her shine in the climbing community?
Oh, Charlotte was such a character. She just lived life so fully. She lived large. She got after it. She had a big, loud laugh. She was just fun to be with. If I was going somewhere and knew she was going to be there, I was really looking forward to it.
She had just turned 61. She told everybody how much she loved being in her 60s. When you said you looked forward to seeing her, you and others were on your way to stay with her at Telluride for Mountain Film in Telluride, an annual festival. So people were staying with her at the house. This terrible accident. What happened? Did she just slip?
She was found at the bottom of her stairway. When you go into her house, you go in at the top floor, and there were a lot of stairs.
And, yeah, because that's common in mountain, you know, ski communities.
Yeah, it was a house that was on a hillside.
Yeah.
And, I was going to Mountain Film. I couldn't wait to get there and see Charlotte and see Kim and see the others in the house and just catch up, and I knew it would be fun and we would laugh.
Look, we remember that scene, that famous nighttime huddle on Mount Everest. What did she tell you about what she thought when she was in there?
We didn't talk about it very much. She once jokingly referred to Everest to me as that which we don't talk about. And so I left it alone. We just went climbing a lot, and we had a great time. I climbed with her in Aspen and in Maple Canyon, Utah, and in El Dorado Canyon on the Front Range. I only maybe brought it up a couple of times, and I asked her at one point what she was thinking in the huddle. And she laughed, and she said she thought, well, old girl, it's been a good ride. No regrets.
Yeah. And she wrote in that piece, which we'll post at herenow.org, "I'm 3 for 3 on 8,000ers, pretty damn good odds. Time to go to some lower peaks to climb some technical routes with just a few friends. You can just as easily get killed there. But with so many mountains in the world, why not mix it up? Altitude isn't everything." I mean, almost foreshadowing. You can just as easily get killed. You know, why not go for the heights?
Well, you can. And she actually went back to the big mountains. She did so much. Again, she did climbs in Aconcagua, Denali. She climbed in Russia and Antarctica. It's really hard to remember all that she did. Yeah. But she also, more recently, had gone back to the 8,000-meter peaks. And I think it's quite amazing that at 59 and 60, she did 2 more peaks.
Allison Osius, again, executive editor of Rock and Ice magazine, a friend of Charlotte Fox's, who just incredibly died earlier this week after a fall at her home, after climbing some of the highest heights in the world. Allison, thank you so much.
Yes, you're welcome, Robin.